نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه وأتباعه الهماة للدين القويم أما بعد فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله نبي الكريم الحمد لله All praises are due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has made us from amongst the mu'mineen. He has made us from amongst those who believe in the unseen. Alhamdulillah, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us from amongst those who attend the Jumu'ah prayer and who will inshallah listen and learn and put into practice whatever we learn. The verse which I have quoted, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, سارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم. Hasten towards the forgiveness of your Lord. وَجَنَّةٍ أَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ And towards a garden, a paradise which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. And He says, أَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ Its width is the heavens and the earth. وَعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ It has been created and prepared for those people who are muttaqeen, for those people who are conscious of Allah, for those people who are close to Allah. This is the core concept I would like to speak about today. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is the month of Rajab, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought us close to the month of Ramadan. It is a fact, in one hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is narrated, it is narrated about him that whenever the month of Rajab used to begin, he used to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for bringing him closer to the month of Ramadan. He used to say, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban. Oh Allah, bless us in the month of Rajab and the month of Sha'ban, which is next month. Wa balighna Ramadan, and reach us to the month of Ramadan. My dear respected listeners, it is this which this verse speaks about. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, hasten towards His forgiveness, hasten towards His paradise, He is talking about hastening towards these things. For those people, who He says, U'iddat lil kafirin, which has been prepared for the muttaqeen, This month of Ramadan is a yearly course, a school which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for us muttaqeen, for us so that we will become closer to Him. This yearly school that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts there for us so that we will rejuvenate every year. Because my dear respected listeners, if there is no rejuvenation, then there are those amongst us who do not perform their 5 times daily salah. But if it wasn't for the month of Ramadan, they would not be performing any salah at all. Because in the month of Ramadan, there are those amongst us who place great emphasis on performing the Taraweeh salah. But then these are the same people, during the year, they don't perform any other salah. My dear respected listeners, this month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed here for us so that we will become closer to Him. I would like to talk about, before we get into this, the concept of freedom in Islam. Because today, in our society, there's a lot of talk about freedom. There's a lot of talk in the Western media about Muslims who oppress their women. They are not free. They are not free to walk the streets naked and half naked and three-quarter naked. My dear respected listeners, what is freedom in Islam? It is unlike the concept of those people who are not yet Muslims. The Islamic concept of freedom is not at all about freedom in the sense that we have seen in our society today, which is fasna ma badalak, do wewa. Do wewa, anytime, any place, anyhow. That is not the concept of freedom in Islam, my dear respected listeners. Instead, freedom in Islam is being free of one's nafs. Being free of that inner soul and that inner desire that causes us to do wrong things. Being able to control that nafs so that we will be free from it, so that it will not prevent us from doing wrong things, from doing good things. That is freedom in Islam. And how do we attain this type of freedom? It is through being muttaqeen. And how do we attain and become muttaqeen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Kutiba alaykum as-siyamu kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, fasting has been prescribed upon you as it was prescribed upon those before you, that you may become muttaqeen. This is how we will become muttaqeen, my dear respected listeners. This is how we will be fallen into that special garden which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about in that above verse when he says, U'iddat lil muttaqeen, it has been prepared for the muttaqeen. This is how we will become muttaqeen, my dear respected listeners. Fasting has been prescribed for us so that we will become free. So that we will become free of our nafs. So that we will become controllers of our nafs. When that happens, then we will be able, inshallah, to do good deeds without thinking twice about them. Because, my dear respected listeners, then we will become amongst those who will go after the world. But we will go after it and we will gain rewards for going after it. Because we will be going after it so that we can give charity. My dear respected listeners, right now we may be going after it. But we will be going after it for many other different reasons. But when we gain control of our nafs, when we are in full control of it and we are free of it, we have become free, we are now liberated. We will then be going to the masjid 5 times a day. Not so that someone will see us, but so that Allah will be pleased with us. Then we will want to give charity. Then we will want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not because Allah will punish us if we don't please Him, but because we want to please Him. My dear respected listeners, we are talking about the month of Ramadan. And I was reading before I came here about how it is celebrated in many different parts of the world. And it occurred to me that in every single article of news that I am reading, most of the time it is being written by someone who is not a Muslim, someone who does not have much knowledge about Islam. But in every different article I am reading, it's talking about all the different types of foods that is prepared in the month of Ramadan. Special sweets from different parts of the world, my dear respected listeners. Is it that Ramadan celebrates food or the lack of food or the staying away from food? But instead, in today's Muslim world, amongst Muslims today, in Ramadan month, we will realize that we sometimes eat more food than outside of Ramadan month. We sometimes eat more special food than inside of Ramadan month than outside of Ramadan month. When in fact, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he used to break his fast, he used to break it with a date, a piece of a date, 1 or 2 dates, or some water. My dear respected listeners, no one is saying that we must fast perpetually. No one is saying that we must not eat our bellies full so that we will be strong, so that we will be healthy. But at the same time, we must ask ourselves, if the month of Ramadan is supposed to teach us self-restraint, it's supposed to bring us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah prescribes for us fasting that we will become closer to Him, then why do we make up for that meal that we miss in the evening when we break our fast? Then we will come to the night prayer yawning, sleepy and tired from eating too much food. We will perform 4 rakats of Taraweeh prayer and we will realize to ourselves that I am tired after performing 4 rakats. But we could have easily waited in line to get into the National Stadium 5 hours, 4 hours. We could have easily waited in line to buy tickets to go and see 2020 cricket for 2 hours. But we cannot perform our Taraweeh Salat in 1 hour, in 50 minutes, in 45 minutes. My dear respected listeners, we have to check ourselves. Are we becoming closer during the month of Ramadan? Or are we failing the test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are we becoming closer to Allah? Or are we going further away from Allah? We must bear in mind. Now when we teach in school about experiments, for example, and we want to prove a point, there will be different points that affect a particular outcome. So in an experiment, you will take out different parts so that you will see how each one of those parts affects the experiments individually. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this in this month of Ramadan. He tells us through the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he changed the shayateen. My dear respected listeners, what are the things that prevent us from doing good deeds? Or what are the things that take us along the line of evil? It is shaitan and it is our nafs. So part of it is from the influence of shaitan. Shaitan's whispering, his waswasa. And then part of it comes from our own selves, our nafs. My dear respected listeners, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that he locks up the shaitan in this month of Ramadan. So when we do evil in this month of Ramadan, when we disobey Allah in this month of Ramadan, when we don't do good in this month of Ramadan, or when we don't do as much good as we could have done, is shaitan influencing us to not do this good? Or is shaitan influencing us to look at the wrong things in the month of Ramadan? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already locked him up. So therefore, that evil is from ourselves. Again, in this month of Ramadan, it is a school for us to learn about ourselves. To learn about ourselves and see how good or how not so good we are. How good we might think we are and how not so good we really are. My dear respected listeners, it is in this month of Ramadan we will learn how much malice we really have in our hearts without the influence of shaitan. We will learn how much greed we have in our hearts without the influence of shaitan. We will learn how much jealousy and hatred and all of the bad qualities that really exist just within us without the influence of shaitan. Without the influence of shaitan upon us. My dear respected listeners, it is in this month, while we are fasting, while we are weakening the shaitan that is in us, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Inna shaitana yajri majra dam fi bani adam." Shaitan runs in the veins of man just like blood runs in the vein of man. So my dear respected listeners, where does our blood get its strength from? Get its strength from our food. So first Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, no food. So he weakens us. It is now upon us to control that shaitan, that nafs that is inside of us. But instead, during the month of Ramadan, we will be telling ourselves during the first 10 days, I will do some more in the next 10 days. And in the next 10 days, we'll be telling ourselves, you know, 15 days gone already, and I didn't finish read out half a Quran as yet. Or in some people's cases, half a juz. So we will try to push ourselves a little more in the last 15 days. Then the last 10 days will come about, and we will realize to ourselves that we did not make any special preparation for our job or our family, so we can't spend the last 10 days in i'tikaf. So we tell ourselves that we will spend just the odd nights. And then all of a sudden, 3 or 4 of the odd nights will pass, and we will realize we just only have the 27 and 29 nights. So we will resolve ourselves to say, well, okay, well, I'll spend 27 nights alone. The 29 nights will come and go. And then it is the night of Eid when Mawlana Abdus Salam will be reading his Ta'lim. And we will have tears in our hearts, or maybe sometimes in our eyes, realizing that the month of Ramadan has now come to an end. And we have not become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have not graduated from this school that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala established for us in this month of Ramadan. This is what may have happened in our last month of Ramadan. My dear respected listeners, fasting is something that is so important that in one hadith that is narrated from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is a hadith Qudsi, he says that all other acts of ibadat, they are for man, but fasting is from Allah alone, and Allah alone says, he says, I will give the reward for this. This special month of Ramadan is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us Muslims, a special gift, my dear respected listeners. Hence the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the beginning of the month of Rajab, he used to ask Allah to reach him to the month of Ramadan. Did he ask Allah for something like this about any other month? No. Did he ask Allah, "Oh Allah, reach me to the month of Rabiul Awwal since my birthday is in that month"? No. Did he ask Allah, "Oh Allah, reach me to the month of Hajj so that I will perform my next Hajj"? No. In the month of Rajab, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to ask Allah to reach him to the month of Ramadan. My dear respected listeners, this month of Ramadan is special. We must make preparation for this month from now, in the month of Rajab, so that we will be able to take full benefit of it during that month. Make preparations. If we have to take time off from work because our work is too stressful, then do that. Because my dear respected listeners, if we do not do it, then we will make excuses for ourselves during the month of Ramadan. If we think to ourselves that we can handle our job and handle the month of Ramadan, then fine. But prepare our minds for this month of Ramadan. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, when asked about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam once, she said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not keep more fast in any other month other than the month of Sha'ban, which is the month before the month of Ramadan. Preparation for the month of Ramadan, my dear respected listeners. Preparation for the month of Ramadan. What preparation are we doing? Are we even thinking about the month of Ramadan? Or are we thinking, as students amongst us, about the holidays, the month of July and August? We are thinking to ourselves, "Oh, Ramadan is going to start during the holidays now. Just now it's going to be wholly inside of the holidays. In the entire month of August we might be fasting, or the entire month of July in a few years' time." My dear respected listeners, what preparation are we doing? Are we thinking about performing an Umrah during the month of Ramadan? When it comes directly into the month of July and August, directly inside of the holidays? Have we even thought about that? Have we even thought about becoming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the first verse I quoted, he says, "Hasten towards the forgiveness of Allah." Hasten. Be quick about it. Move quickly towards it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us, hasten towards His forgiveness and His paradise, which has been prepared for the muttaqeen. Are we muttaqeen? We must check ourselves. We must check ourselves during that month. We have to examine ourselves. When shaitan is no longer influencing us, are we still looking at the opposite sex with lust during, while we are fasting? Are we still looking and listening to the wrong things? Are we still lying and cheating our business friends and partners during, while we are fasting, while shaitan is no longer influencing us? Then these things are within us, and we must correct them, my dear respected listeners. Remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought us close to this month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may inshallah allow us to witness this month of Ramadan and partake of His great treasures. We must take as much benefit from those treasures as we can, because we do not know. We do not know if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow us to reach another month of Ramadan, as so many of our brothers and sisters witnessed the month of Ramadan last year, but they are not able to witness it this year. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.